到弟兄姐妹们有许多对他们的怀念的分享。
And especially in the past several weeks, we heard many remembrance of brothers and sisters.
我觉得这首诗歌也让我想起了他们。
And I was reminded of them through this hymn.
想起了他们蒙恩的一生，他们是如何的跟随主。
I was reminded how they followed the Lord all their life.
他们是如何的认识主。
How they knew the Lord.
他们是如何被主的爱所激励。
How they were constrained by the love of God.
在神的儿女们中间忠心的服侍一直到底。
And they served among the saints of God faithfully until the very end.
就像这首歌词里面所讲到的。
Just like the hymn says.
我相信当我们年长弟兄姐妹他们到主面前的时候，
As they arrive before the Lord's presence,
他们能够看见主的笑脸是他们最大的喜乐。
That the smile of the Lord will be their greatest treasure.
我们感谢主，我们对主的爱，我们能够借着在饼杯的当中，我们能够一同的向他献上赞美，献上感谢。
We thank the Lord for the opportunity before the table that we can pour our hearts, our love, our praises before Him.
我们也能够在我们的生活和服事当中，我们也能够对我们主的爱。有一个回应。
In our daily lives, in our ministry, in our service, we can also respond to His love.
所以早晨愿意和你们一同借着主的话语，我们一同的来到主面前来思想，我们如何能够来回应他的爱。
So our desire is to be brought before the Lord again through His word, and to remind of ourselves what our response should be before His love.
所以我们先打开圣经到彼得前书第二章。
Let's first turn our Bible to First Peter.First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第二十五节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 25.
你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls.
我再读一次，你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
Again, you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your soul.
这里讲到了灵魂的牧人监督，乃是指着一位，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And the shepherd and overseer of our souls is but one, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再翻到以弗所书第四章。
And then next, we go to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章，我们读十一、十二两节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 and 12.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers.For the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ.
这里讲到了他，也就是指着我们主耶稣基督。
Here he refers to our Lord Jesus Christ.
他把这属灵的职事，或是说属灵的恩赐，赐给了他的教会。
He gave these spiritual ministries or spiritual gifts to the church.
叫圣徒们能够借着神所赐的这个属灵的职事或是恩赐，能够来成全圣徒，各尽其职，来建立基督的身体，就是他的教会。
That all the saints through these gifts can be equipped for the work of service to build up the body of Christ.
好，我们第三处要读的是约翰福音二十一章。
Thirdly, we want to read from the Gospel of John, chapter 21.
这也是我们相当熟悉的经文。约翰福音二十一章，我们从十五节读到第十九节。
And we're very familiar with these stories from John chapter 21. We'll read from verse 15 to 19.
他们吃了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”
So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, and you know that I love you." He said, "Tend my lambs."
第二次，耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。
He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And he said to him, Shepherd my sheep.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗，就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
He said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him a third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep.
接着主耶稣继续对彼得说，我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
And the Lord continues saying, Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hand and someone else will gird you and bring you to where you do not wish to go.
我们从四卷福音书里面，我们看到主耶稣他对彼得曾经有两次是关于服侍的呼召。
From the four books of the gospel, we see the Lord called Peter twice about coming to ministry.
第一次在服侍的呼召上，主耶稣乃是呼召他来得人如得鱼，这是一个福音的呼召。
The first time the Lord called him to become fisher of men, it is a calling towards evangelists.
这记载在马可福音第一章和路加福音第五章里。
And that was recorded in Mark chapter 1 and Luke chapter 5.
那第二次的呼召就是牧养的呼召。
And secondly, the Lord called him to become shepherd.
就是我们刚刚所读在约翰福音二十一章那里，主耶稣呼召彼得来牧养神的群羊。
And it's the passage that we just read in John chapter 21. The Lord called him to become a shepherd.
那我们当然能够理解，因为彼得他原本在跟随主之前，他是一个渔夫。
Of course, we understood because Peter was a fisherman before he followed the Lord.
所以当主耶稣呼召他说来跟从我，我叫你得人如得鱼的时候，我想彼得是非常能够明白主所讲的意思。
So when the Lord first called him to say, you will become a fisher of men, then the Peter truly understood what he meant.
或许彼得心里面也觉得自己是蛮胜任的。
Perhaps Peter thought that that was a fitful job for him.
因为打鱼是他的专长。
Because that's his specialty.
他有丰富的经验。
He had a lot of experience in being a fisherman.
然而主耶稣第二次呼召彼得来牧养神群羊的时候。
Yet the second time the Lord called him to become a shepherd.
我相信彼得心里面应该会感到为难。
Perhaps Peter felt difficult in his heart.
因为他从来没有牧羊过。
Because he had never been a shepherd before.
他可能打鱼、杀鱼、吃鱼，他可能很有经验。
Perhaps he was an expert in fishing, in killing fish, or in eating fish.
今天如果主要他牧养，要照管这个羊的时候呢，我想彼得他可能真的会觉得他要从头学了。
But the Lord called him to become a shepherd for the flock of God. Then he thought he is back to square one.
然而我们看到彼得，无论是在福音的服事上或是在牧羊的服事上面，他都需要在主的手中经过主的制作。
And we saw that Peter needed to be molded in the Lord's hand, whether being a fisherman or being a shepherd of the flock.
因为在约翰福音二十一章，主三次跟彼得对话的之前发生过一件事。
Because before this conversation in John 21, another event happened.
就虽然复活的主已经向门徒们显现过，
That the Lord has already resurrected and he has already revealed himself to the saints.
然后我们看到彼得和其他的门徒们，他们不知道要做什么。
And at that time, Peter and the other disciples did not know what to do.
就当主没有向他们显现的时候，彼得就说，那我去打鱼去了。
So before they saw the Lord, they said, oh, let me go back to fishing.
那其他人也跟着他。
And everyone followed him.
就那一夜非常稀奇。
So that evening it was very wondrous.
他们打鱼打了整夜，没有打到任何的鱼。
It was amazing that they fished all night without catching anything.
我想彼得那时候的心里面不知道他有什么样的想法。
We don't know what was going on in Peter's heart.
他是不是想说或许他可能已经不会打鱼了。
Perhaps he thought that he had lost all his skills.
然而当复活的主从岸上向他们叫他们把网下在船的右边的时候
Yet the resurrected Lord called out to him from the shore and told them to cast their net to the right.
我想彼得和门徒们心里面想哎呀左边右边前面后面我们都已经下了好多网了都没有鱼。
Perhaps at that time all the disciples were thinking that we've already tried left and right, front and back, we didn't catch anything.
但既然主这么说他们就把网再下下去。
But since the Lord said it, then they followed, they obeyed.
就他们就打起了153条鱼。
And amazingly, they caught 153 fish.
而且不是小鱼啊，是大鱼。
Not only small fish, but big ones.
这什么意思呢？
What did that mean?
我们看到主乃是在预备彼得。
The Lord was preparing their hearts.
我们看到就是在过不久之后在五旬节。
That during the Pentecost, in just a few weeks after that,
当圣灵浇灌在门徒们的身上了之后
when the Holy Spirit descended upon all the disciples,
我们看见圣灵就感动彼得站起来说
and the Holy Spirit moved Peter, who stood up and said,
他就很简单的传了一次福音
and he shared a very simple gospel.
结果就三千人信主
and then immediately 3,000 believed the
Lord. 我想彼得学会了这个属灵的功课
and Peter perhaps had learned a spiritual lesson.
就算是要得人如得鱼也不是靠着彼得自己有这个本事和能耐
Even as a fisher of men, it was not according to his own strength, not according to his own ability.
更何况在这牧养的服事上面彼得更需要在主的面前来谦卑自己来让主在他身上有一些的预备
And even more so in this matter of shepherding the flock, he had to rely on the Lord.
刚刚我们所读的彼得前书第二章的经文告诉我们，我们的主耶稣基督是我们灵魂的牧人监督。
Earlier we read from 1 Peter that he is the shepherd and guardian or overseer of our soul.
彼得前书他特别说到的就是我们基督徒魂的救恩，关于我们基督徒魂的救恩这件事。
And what the book of 1 Peter mentions the most is about the saving of our soul.
所以刚刚弟兄在领诗的时候告诉我们，我们对于主耶稣在十字架上为了我们的罪所成就的救恩，我们感谢赞美主。
And earlier our brother mentioned as he led the song that we praise the Lord for his salvation for our sins on the cross.
但主耶稣他不仅拯救了我们的罪。
But he did not only save us from our sins.
我们看到主耶稣他更是我们魂的牧人。
But even more so, he became a shepherd of our soul.
他的救恩不止那一点点。
His salvation did not only stop at the very beginning.
他的救恩在我们身上是要把我们拯救到一个完全的地步。
But he wanted to save us to the uttermost.
其中非常重要的一部分就是关乎到我们魂的救恩。
And the most important part of that is the salvation of our soul.
就像我们这个蒙恩的人，我们的思想、我们的意志、我们的情感，有一天能够越来越像我们的主。
That is to transform all of our mind, our emotions, and our will to become more and more like Him.
为了这个缘故，神他亲自设立了他的独生爱子，我们主耶稣基督成为我们灵魂的牧人。
And because of that, the Lord has established our Lord Jesus Christ as the shepherd of our soul.
那主耶稣他是不是他就来把这一个父神所托付给他的这一份任务他就来独自完成呢
So did he, the Lord Jesus, accomplish all of this by himself?
我们看见在神非常荣耀的心意里面他还要呼召属神的人来一同与主同工
We see that in his glorious purpose, he's calling all those who belong to the Lord to become co-workers with him.
所以因此以弗所书第四章里给我们看到神赐给教会就是他宇宙性的教会也就是主耶稣基督的身体有各样这个属灵的职事或是恩赐
So we see in Ephesians chapter 4 that he had granted to the church universal all different spiritual gifts and spiritual ministries
其中就包括了这个牧师和教师这牧师呢他原文其实就讲到就是一个牧人
And it includes shepherds and teachers
所以我们看见这是神赐给教会的那个执事那个恩赐为了要建立基督的身体
That is a gift that the Lord had given to the church for the purpose of building up the body of Christ
不仅神赐给他这宇宙性的教会有这样的属灵恩赐我们看到在彼得前书第五章那里彼得也这么说他说他也来 勉励那些在各处聚会中与他同作长老的人一同牧养神的群羊。
In the same way, in 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter also encourages all the churches, all the different congregations, for all the elders to become shepherd of the flock of God.
所以我们看见基督的身体只有一个。
We see that there is only one body.
但这个身体的彰显在各个地方在不同时间里面有各处的这个地方的一个聚集。
Yet this one body is manifested in many different congregations at different localities and different time and different age.
好叫基督荣耀的身体能够借着弟兄姐妹们一同的见证能够彰显在不同的地方。
So through the testimony of all the saints of God that the body of Christ can be manifested.
为了这个缘故我们看见神在各处的聚会里也设立了这些同作长老的这些负责弟兄们来为着牧养神的群羊呢来一起同工。
For that same purpose, the Lord established elders in all the different congregations to shepherd the flock.
那说到这里或许我们觉得那我既没有蒙主所召有这个圣灵的恩赐做牧师教师我也不是在某一个地方的聚会里面做长老那这件事牧养神群羊的事跟我有没有关系呢
Perhaps you're thinking to yourself I have not received the gift as shepherd or teacher and I am not established as an elder in any congregation then does this thing have anything to do with me
很有关系因为每一位蒙恩的基督徒都应当来与神同工成为那牧养的人
And the answer is yes because the Lord has called every one of us to become his co-worker to shepherd the flock of God
在希伯来书第十章那边讲到我们圣徒要彼此相顾
In Hebrews chapter 10 it says we need to care for one another
这就是牧养
And that is to shepherd each other
腓立比书二章四节那边也说到你们个人不要单顾自己的事也要顾别人的事
And in Philippians chapter 2 also says, do not be only mindful of your own things, but be mindful of each other.
弟兄们，这里都是讲到在神家里头那个属灵牧养的服事。
And this all talks about the service and the ministry of shepherds in the house of God.
而属灵牧养到底做些什么呢
？So what do you do as a shepherd?
简单来说，属灵牧养乃是把人带到这灵魂的牧人监督的面前。
And simply said, a shepherd on the earth is to bring every man before the shepherd of our soul.
因为我们要记得，我们灵魂的牧人监督只有一位，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that he is only one, our Lord Jesus Christ.
在过去几周里面，我们听到许多弟兄里面分享到我们对于魏弟兄、魏师母他们过去在我们中间的那个怀念。
In the past several weeks, we heard many memories of our dear brothers and sister Wei among us.
特别是他们在过去这数十年当中，他们在灵里的祷告，他们在爱心里面的牧养。
Especially in the past several decades, that they had prayed for us in the Holy Spirit, and they have really shepherded us in the Spirit.
实在给我们留下了非常美好的见证和榜样。
And they left a beautiful example and beautiful testimony for us.
也深深叫我们的心得着感动。
And that our heart was also encouraged.
但当我们听完这么多美好的怀念之后，我们要问自己一个问题。
But after hearing all these beautiful memories,We ought to ask ourselves a question.
这些的感动会不会随着时间而消逝呢
And all these encouragement, will they fade with time?
还是我们会因着这些的见证我们求主来激励我们的心
Or rather, will we ask the Lord to really strengthen our hearts because of these testimonies?
叫我们来效法我们年长弟兄姐妹如同他们效法主的榜样
So that we can imitate these elderly brothers and sisters as they have imitated Christ
叫我们也能够起来跟随他们的脚踪如同他们跟随灵魂牧人的脚踪一样
That we can also rise up to follow them as they follow the shepherd of their soul
所以早晨愿意从约翰福音第二十一章这边就是主耶稣和彼得三次的问答当中我们一同的来学习这属灵牧养的服事
So we want to study something about this becoming a shepherd of the flock of God through this conversation that Jesus had with Peter
在主耶稣与彼得的对话当中我们看到 在于关于这属灵的牧养的服事上面，爱是非常重要的。
And we see through their conversation that love is the most important.
因为我们看见在他们两个人的谈话当中，爱成为那个谈话的那个中心。
Because you see love is the center of their dialogue.
换句话说，一个人若没有了爱，是不可能能够照着神的心意来牧养神的群羊。
In another word, if we do not have love, then we could not possibly shepherd the flock of God according to His will.
一个人若有心愿要牧养神的羊，但是若缺少了爱，他给神的羊所带来的不是益处，反而会是害处。
If anyone desires to become a shepherd for the flock of God, and yet they lack the love in his heart, then perhaps they will not bring benefits, but rather harm.
我就用一个例子哈，这是发生在很久以前在外地的一件事情。
And I'll use an example, something that happened a long time ago, far away.
就有一次呢，有一个一个年轻的弟兄哈，他在聚会当中啊，因着某些的事情或者什么原因呢，他心灵受伤了。
And there was one time a young brother in the fellowship was hurt because of something that happened.
我不晓得，可能在各处聚会里面都会有这种的事情发生。
And I'm sure that similar things could happen in any congregation.
那这个青年弟兄呢，他也还很有心愿哈，所以他就大老远骑着自行车，骑着几个小时的自行车呢，去找一位传道人，想和他交通交通，诉苦诉苦。
But the young man really needed help, so he rode his bike for several miles for a long time, and before he comes to a elderly saint.
他想说，跟这位比较那个属灵老练的传道人能够诉诉苦呢，或许从他也能够得着一点灵里的帮助和牧养。
He was seeking some help, seeking a shepherd, by perhaps telling the bitterness of his heart, he can receive some encouragement.
结果当这个青年弟兄去找这个传道人啊，在那里吐苦水之后
，But as this young brother found the old saint, old evangelist to kind of pour out his heart，
哪知这位传道人的时候，自己也因着在服事上面遭遇的一些难处啊，灵里也是软弱下沉。
What he didn't know was that this old brother also had some depression in his own life because of something that happened in his ministry.
就这传道人呢，也把他自己的苦水呢，也跟这个青年弟兄也分享，吐吐苦水。
So they ended up just complaining to each other and sharing all the bitterness of their hearts.
就这位青年弟兄啊，他骑着这么远的自行车去，不但灵里面没有得着帮助，没有得着牧养，反而更加软弱。回去之后呢，再也不聚会。
And this young brother, after riding his bike for so long, not only did he not receive encouragement, but he received even more bitterness.So at the end, he went back home and stopped gathering.
弟兄姐妹，当主呼召我们来牧养他的羊的时候
，When the Lord calls us to become a shepherd for His flock,
我们看见主没有问彼得其他任何的条件。
The Lord did not lay out any other condition before Peter.
主耶稣就只问彼得一个问题。
He only asked Peter one question.
就是你爱我吗
？Do you love me?
当主耶稣第一次问彼得的时候。他问他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗
？”When the Lord first asked Peter, "Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?"
那读懂得原文的弟兄告诉我们说，主耶稣在这里问彼得，他所用的这个希腊字，这个爱呢，他是用 agape 这个字。
And the original text tells us that this first love that the Lord used.Was this word agape?
那这个字呢，一般特别是表达一个就是崇高的爱、超越的爱，或更专一的爱。
And this is a form of the most highest form of love, the transcendent love.
我们看到也有人这样说，这乃是也指着是主的爱。
And someone says this is the love of God.
因为主耶稣说他是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Because the Lord says He is the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
所以当主耶稣问彼得，第一次问彼得说你爱我吗的时候，主耶稣他用了这样的一个方式来，这样的表达来问彼得。
So the Lord expressed His love in this way, saying, "Do you love me?" or agape.
因为我们若要服侍，我们要牧养神的群羊，我们需要有主的爱。
Because if we were to shepherd the sheep of God, then we need the love of God.
因为牧养羊是一件非常艰辛不容易的一个任务。
Because being a shepherd is not an easy job.
若没有这个爱呢，是没有办法能够啊，真的是能够来牧养神的羊。
Without this love, it's impossible to be a good shepherd.
然而在这里，主耶稣问彼得说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
And here the Lord says, "Do you love me more than these?"
这些是指着什么呢？
What are these referring to?
这些有可能指着就是他们刚刚所打的鱼。
Perhaps it's talking about the fish that they just caught.
或是他们刚刚所吃的饼。
Or the breakfast that they just had.
或是在寒冷的夜里面，他们可以在火炉旁边所烤的炭火。
Perhaps it's the warmth of the fire in the brisk morning.
或是彼得他的同伴。
Or perhaps it's talking about Peter's companions.
因为我们知道彼得这个人很喜欢热闹的。
Because we know Peter was an extrovert.
所以呢，他跟同伴在一起的时候呢，他也会感到很舒服。
He likes be hanging out with his friends.
所以主耶稣问彼得说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
So the Lord asked Peter, "Do you love me more than all of these?"
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得我们有没有被主问过这样的问题。
I don't know if you have heard a question from the Lord such as this.
就是我们是否爱主比这些更深。
那 do we love the Lord more than any of these?
那这一些所表达的这些意义，它最终的意思是什么呢？
But what is behind all of these?
主乃是在问彼得说，你喜爱你的专长，你的嗜好吗？
The Lord is asking Peter, do you love your own expertise, your own hobbies?
你爱你的享受，你的舒适的享受吗？
Do you love your comfort?
你爱你的人际关系吗？
Do you love all your relationships?
你爱这一些与你有关的这些人事物比爱我更深吗？
Do you love me more than all of these things?
所以主问彼得，简单的意思就是说，你爱我比爱你自己更深吗？
So simply said, the Lord is asking Peter, do you love me more than you love yourself?
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是回想说，我们蒙恩以来的这么多的年日。
As we look back to all the days after we have been saved,
我们是否爱主比这一切更深呢？
Have we truly loved the Lord more than all of these?
我觉得我们实在何等需要能够来到主的面前，好好来思想，并真实的回答这个问题。
How we need to come back before the Lord and reflect to truly, sincerely answer this question.
我们看到彼得，他并在这里第一次主耶稣问他的时候，他并没有直接回答主耶稣的问题。
And we saw Peter was not able to answer directly this question.
因为他并没有说他是不是 agape 主。
He did not say whether he agape the Lord.
他也因为他在这里彼得呢，他乃是用另外一个希腊字，就是 phileo， 就说主啊，是的。我对你很有感情。
Rather he used another word in Greek to answer the Lord. He phileoed the Lord.
彼得对主的感情是真实的，也是强烈的。
And this phileo love just means a friendship, the friendly love for the Lord.
因为我们知道，当主呼召彼得跟从他的时候，彼得就把他打鱼的工作、把他的船、把他的渔网都舍弃了。
And we knew that Peter's emotion towards the Lord was real and was true because when the Lord first called him, he left all of his career, his fishing, his boat behind.
所以我们看到彼得对主耶稣，他真的是有从人而来的那个很好的一个朋友的一样的感情。
In terms of a human relationship, Peter had a true friendship with the Lord.
后来当主耶稣预告他要受十字架的苦。
And when the Lord said that he was going to the cross,
彼得他也极力地说，我就是与你同死，也不会不能不认你。
Peter rose up to say, I would rather die with you.
所以前面你觉得彼得那时候他只是讲好听的话吗？
Do you think that Peter was simply saying some nice words?
不，我相信彼得他对主讲这个话也是真实从他心里面所对主说的。
I actually trust that was his true emotion towards the Lord. It was real from his heart.
或许我们可以说，那是可以说是人的一个情感，一个最高的表达了，因为他愿意与主同死。
It was the highest form of his love and friendship before the Lord because he was willing to die for the Lord.
只是后来我们看到在大祭司的院子里面主耶稣受审问的时候彼得却三次的否认主。
But we know what happened when the Lord was questioned in the court of the high priest. Peter denied the Lord three times.
就让我们看到在我们人天然的情感的里头我们是不可能舍弃自己的。
We see how our own natural emotion will fall short. We're unable to deny ourselves.
我们天然的情感总是把我们自己摆在主的前面。
And according to our own natural temperament, we will always place ourselves before the Lord.
所以彼得落在那时候，他能够否认自己，他就不会否认主。
Had Peter denied himself, then he would not have denied the Lord.
因为彼得他对主的那个情感，他仍然是爱自己。过于爱主。
But at that time, we can see that Peter still loved himself more than he loved the Lord.
所以他就三次否认了主。
And because of that, he denied the Lord three times.
所以我们看到当主耶稣在这里问彼得说，你爱我比这些更深的吗的这个时候。
So here, when the Lord asked him, do you love me more than all of these?
彼得他实在是知道他自己天然情感最好，他也不能够来在主的面前来叫主得喜悦。
The Peter knew as a reality that the best of his emotions, the best of his relationship with the Lord still would fall short from pleasing God.
但他能够对主说，
Yet he was able still to respond.
我对你的情感是真实的。
My emotion, my heart is still real.
因此我们看到主仍然愿意把他所宝爱的羊来托付给彼得来牧养。
And because of that, the Lord was willing to entrust his sheep to Peter.
主对彼得说，你喂养我的小羊。
And he said, feed my lamb.
我们看到这个喂养小羊哈，那我们很多时候我们可以从我们在喂养这个小宝宝的时候来有一点学习。
Perhaps you haven't fed a lamb before, but you have maybe fed a baby.
这喂养这个动作就好像用奶瓶是一点一滴的能够把这个生命所需要的营养来喂给这个出生婴儿。
So this motion of feeding a lamb or feeding an infant is that you're using a bottle or a small spoon to feed them one by one.
对，或是你用汤匙一口一口的非常细心耐心的来喂食物。
Now you have to have a lot of patience.A lot of care to spoon feed the infant.
那喂养呢？我们就是把那不容易消化吸收的食物呢，经过细心爱心的准备，把它变成容易消化吸收的状态，来给这个新生命、小生命来享用。
And you're also processing a lot of food that's hard to digest into a form that is easy to digest and to feed it to this newborn life.
所以主耶稣他呼召彼得，他说你。喂养我的小羊。
So the Lord calls Peter to feed my lambs.
在这里主也特别来提醒彼得说，你所服侍的小羊是我的。
And also the Lord emphasized that these lambs you're feeding, they're mine, my lambs.
弟兄姐妹，我们在服侍的当中，我们永远要记得，这个羊是属于主的。
We always need to remember that all the sheep, all the lambs, they belong to the Lord.
就像我们在饼杯面前常常在纪念主的爱的时候，我们常常记得是主他亲自用他自己的性命付上的那个重价买赎了我们。
As we often remember before the table that it was the Lord who redeemed us and ransomed us by his own life.
每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒在主的心中是非常非常宝贵的。
Every believer before the Lord has been purchased by him and we are precious in his sight.
因此我们在服侍主的群羊的过程当中，我们心里面永远要记得一件事情，这些羊都是属于主的。
So as we serve the flock of God, we should always remember all the sheep belong to the Lord.
我就记得从魏弟兄魏师母他们的服侍当中真是看到这样的一个美好的榜样。
So I really saw that as a very precious example from Brother and Sister Wei.
我们年长弟兄姐妹他们因着爱主的缘故，他们在神所托付他们牧养的羊群上，他们是那样子显出那个爱心，显出那个耐心。
They really poured out their love and their care and their patience on the sheep of God as the Lord called them to shepherd the saint.
我相信弟兄姊妹都应该都还记得我们在过去的几周所听到的一些见证和例子。
Perhaps you still remember some of the testimonies and examples that you heard.
我记得威弟兄还在的时候有一段时间哈，他特别就提到纪念一位在外地的一位青年弟兄。
And I remember when Brother Wei was among us, there was a period of time he really remembered a young brother in a different locality.
这位青年弟兄呢，他在聚会当中其实不是什么大弟兄，也不是中弟兄啊，他是一个很小的小弟兄。
And this brother was not a responsible brother or any elder in any congregation. He was just a regular saint.
意思就是说他没有什么太大或太重要的服事。
That he did not have very important ministries.
可有一次，位弟兄。他们去那里服侍的时候
，But there was one time a brother Wei went to their church the other city.
因为那时候那个魏弟兄的腿不太方便，所以呢，在他要上讲台的过程当中哈，这位小弟兄啊就扶了一下魏弟兄，让他上到讲台。
And that time brother Wei had trouble in his legs, so this young brother helped him as he went up to the podium.
后来。经过一段时间以后，威弟兄他听到了这位在外地的这位年轻弟兄受了伤这个不聚会了。
And after a while, he had heard the news that this young brother got injured and he stopped going to church.
那他就在我跟他谈话当中的时候，他就特别会提起这件事情，而且呢，在祷告中来纪念这位弟兄。
So one time I had a conversation with him. He especially remembered this brother.And he brought him up to really pray for him.
刚开始我还以为魏弟兄跟这位青年弟兄很熟。
At first, I thought that maybe they had a really excuse me, they had a really good relationship.
但是呢，后来一次一次的呢，魏弟兄一直提到这位弟兄，然后也常常为他在祷告。后来我才知道说，其实他根本就不是很认识他的。
I thought he was really close to this young brother because he always mentioned him in his prayers.And then later on, I realized Brother Wei didn't really know him very much.
可当他知道有一位属主的羊
But he knew that there was one little sheep.
有一位主所保爱的羊受伤了软弱了
One sheep who belongs to the Lord, who is loved by God. And this sheep was hurt, injured.
在年长弟兄的心里面他就把主的爱就很自然的就流露出来
So it was a very natural love from the love of God that was expressed through our brother.
后来有几次我有机会刚好要去那个城市的时候那魏弟兄还特别提醒我说有机会能够去看望那一位受伤的青年弟兄
So several times when I had to go to that city our brother Wei especially told me to go visit that young brother
那长话短说这是经过了几年的时间
So a long story short after several years
神很怜悯我们的年长弟兄
By God's mercy
就在他还在世的时候
That while he was still alive, or while our old elder brother was still alive,
主很奇妙的把这位灵里软弱的青年弟兄把他整个转回过来。
Amazingly, that the Lord by His mercy restored this young brother.
感谢主给我有机会来见证这整个事情的过程。
And that I had the privilege to testify for this entire story.
那真的是神奇妙的作为。
It was really by God's mercy.
这个弟兄他灵里面。回转过来
and this young brother returned to the Lord and was restored
他还有机会把他过去怎么受伤软弱跌倒然后后来怎么样的被主恢复过来整个这个过程能够告诉我
and he told me the whole process how he was injured and hurt how he became weak and fell and how he was restored by the Lord
让我也还有机会能够把这样一个神奇妙的作为的好消息能够带回来给年长弟兄知道
And I was able to come back and relay this whole miracle before our brother Wei.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到年长弟兄姐妹们给我们所做的榜样。
So I saw the example of our elderly brother.
因着他们爱主
，because they love the Lord.
他们心里面深爱主所保爱的。
And because of that, they love whom that the Lord loves.
因此，他们在牧养弟兄姐妹的上面，真是给我们看到有许许多多美好的见证。
So they was able to live out so many good examples as they shepherd the flock.
这里我们看到说要喂养主说要喂养我的小羊。
So here the Lord says, "Feed my lambs."
这小羊当然是指的刚出生的羊，或是出生不久的那个小羊。
And lambs talk about a newborn sheep, a very young infant.
我相信这也是主特别所保爱的。
These infants are especially treasured by the Lord.
因为主耶稣曾经说，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Because the Lord says, I came so the sheep can receive life and life more abundantly.
弟兄姐妹，我们为着我们蒙恩得救，为着我们得着主耶稣所赐的新生命，我们感谢赞美主。
So we praise the Lord for giving us a new life.
但是我们不能停在这里。
But we cannot just stop there.
因为主的心意。主所为我们成就的救恩是要叫我们得着一个丰盛的生命。
Because the life of God, the salvation of the Lord wants to bring us into a fullness of life.
就是叫所有属神的儿女们，我们属灵生命都能够长大成熟。
So that all of our spiritual life can grow and mature.
因此主就吩咐彼得要用主的生命的话语来喂养主的小羊。
So the Lord calls out to Peter to use the word of God to feed the little lambs.
好叫主的羊一只一只的都能够长得好，长得壮，能够长大成人。
So every young lamb can grow and mature and be strengthened in the word of God.
如果我们记得的话，我们从魏弟兄的话语服事上面，我们也特别看到这一个特点。
And we see this is a special character of the ministry of our brother Wei.
就当魏弟兄他在交通主话语的时候啊，他特别有生命的那个供应。
So as he was sharing the word of God.He especially administers to the life within.
我记得我自己刚信主的头一年。
I remember when I was first believed, my first year of belief. I've never read the Bible.
我也没听过什么叫做神永远的旨意。
And I have never heard the eternal purpose of God.
可是呢，那时候我在别处聚会的时候，那神刚好有机会，魏弟兄就很奇妙的。来到那个聚会来释放神的话语。
And I was meeting at a different fellowship, and amazingly, the Lord brought Brother Wei to that fellowship to serve and to preach.
让我印象很深刻，就是每一次听完魏弟兄交通主的话语之后
，I had a very deep impression that every time he shared from the Word of God,
哎，我都觉得有吃到食物。
And I felt that my spirit was fed.
但也不是我在聚会当中偷吃东西哈。
Not that I was eating snacking when I was in the meeting.
就是我的灵里面哈，就好像得着了喂养。
But I felt that my spirit was being fed.
后来我才慢慢明白，那个就是一个生命的喂养。
And later on, I understood that is a strengthening of the life.
啊，为此我们感谢主，借着过去这么多年，借着年长弟兄所带给我们这属灵的祝福。
So we thank the Lord for all the spiritual blessing.
那在主耶稣第二次问彼得的时候，耶稣问他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗
？”And then the Lord asked him the second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
这次主没有对彼得来比较。是爱这些东西还是爱主比较深
This time there is no longer that comparison. Do you love me more than any of these? But rather it was just, do you love me?
主耶稣仍然用的这个希腊字是 agape 这个字
And he still used that same love, agape love.
所以我们看到主乃是要强调要彼得特别记得牧养神的羊需要这个爱
So the Lord is emphasizing to be a shepherd of God, we need this agape love from God.
我们看到彼得在这一次回答主耶稣的时候，他的回答仍然是一样的。
So Peter answered the same way.
他没有回答说他有这个 agape 的爱。
He could not say that he loved God in this agape love.
他仍然只是回答说主啊，我对你很有感情。
He simply said, I still are deeply attached to you.
那借着这一次一样的，主耶稣用一样的问题。和彼得一样的回答的时候，我们看到彼得他明白了自己的里面是没有这样的爱的。
So for the second time with the same question, with the same response, Peter probably truly understood that he did not have the love of God in his heart.
弟兄姐妹，这个也是我们非常所需要的一个被主的制作。
And this is something that we also need.To be molded by the Lord.
很多时候，当我们有热心要服侍主的时候
，So often we have a zeal to serve the Lord.
我们很容易就会觉得我们可以服侍。
Often we feel that we are qualified to serve.
我们觉得我们有爱心服侍。
We felt that we have the love. We have.
我们觉得我们愿意牺牲，愿意摆上。
That we're willing to sacrifice anything.
在弟兄姐妹，就当我们对自己有这样的一个认识，我们。承认我们自己没有的时候，我们看到主才能够成为我们这个爱的供应。
But only when we have a true vision of ourselves to see that we have nothing, then the Lord can become the supply of our love.
因为我们看到接下来主给彼得的托付是更进一步。
because then the Lord gave him even greater entrustment.
主要让他从喂养小羊的服事上面要更被扩展到来牧养神的羊。
That Peter needed to be enlarged from feeding the lamb to shepherding the sheep.
那牧养和喂养有什么不同呢
？So what's the difference between feeding and shepherding?
那我们知道喂养当然是比较辛苦，因为你要一口一口奶喂，一汤匙一汤匙的食物来喂。
And earlier we just said that feeding might be more labor intensive that you have to spoon feed one by one.
对，但是牧养呢是更加的费心。
But shepherding takes more heart.
更加有耐性。
You have to have more patience.
啊，你要把不同的羊呢，要把他们引导到那个青草地到溪水旁，让他们能够在那里来自己吃草咀嚼消化。
They're different sheep, different temperaments, but you have to bring all of them before the green pasture.Before the still water, so they can eat for themselves.
重点是要把神的羊能够带到这个主自己的面前来。
Now you need to shepherd all the sheep before the Lord Himself.
而且这不光只是在这个吃草的上面，你要来注意到他们这个各方各面的需要。
And it's not only that they can be eating pasture, but also you need to care for all of their needs.
你要引导他们，要保护他们，要看守他们。
You need to lead them, to protect them, to care for them.
那在这同时，我们仍然要记得一件事情：这个羊仍然是属于主的。
At the same time, we still need to remember these are the Lord's sheep.
我们在服事的上面要特别注意的就是，只有我们的主基督，他才是羊的主人。
We need to always remember that the Lord only He is the master of the sheep.
好叫我们在服事的上面，我们不会越位。
That we would not have the wrong position.
我们不会照着自己的意思来牧养神的羊。
That we would not shepherd the sheep according to our own desire.
我们也才不会把羊，把神的羊带到我们自己的这个面前来。
That we would not bring the sheep to our own fold.
所以我们看到这个属灵的牧养一个非常重要的一个原则和目标，就是我们乃是要把人完完全全的带领到主自己的里面。
So this is the most important principle in terms of shepherding and serving the Lord, is that we need to bring everyone before God himself.
我记得在多年前有一次和魏立中谈话当中，
I remember many years ago I had a conversation with Brother Wei.
那年长弟兄就提到他们从前在台湾服事的时候，有一次他们就带着一群弟兄姐妹们要出远门去服事。
That he mentioned many years ago in Taiwan, while they were still in Taiwan, they went on a very long trip, a service trip.
那时候的交通不是那么方便哈，没有这个快高铁或是动车那么快哈，要坐的是普通客运，就是慢慢慢慢的。
Well, at that time there was no high speed rail, they just had a bus.
然后呢，这坐这个长途客运呢，在路上因为时间很长啊，那就有一个弟兄呢，就一直问魏弟兄一个问题。
As they were on this long distance bus ride, one younger brother had a question for him.
他说：“弟兄啊，我们要把弟兄姐妹带到哪里去
？”He asked Brother Wei, "Where are we taking these brothers and sisters?"
他那个问题可能就只是关于那个旅程啊，就是说到底我们坐这个长途客运要坐到哪里去
？Probably he was just talking about the journey. Where are we going?
可是呢，魏弟兄的印象里就是这个弟兄一直问他说：“魏弟兄啊，我们要把弟兄姐妹带到哪里去
？”But what Brother Wei heard was this question: Where are we leading the brothers and sisters?
就在那一次的旅程回来以后，圣灵就在魏弟兄的心里面哈，就让他一直反复思想这个问题。
So as he returned from that trip, the Holy Spirit constantly asked him that same question.
就今天我们在服侍神的儿女，我们是要把弟兄姐妹带到哪里去
？As we minister to all the saints of God, to where are we bringing them?
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是知道神的心意？神所带领我们所要去的那个目标呢
？Do we know the will of God? Do we know the destiny that we're bringing everyone?
就像早晨擘饼的时候，弟兄带领我和我们分享到，今天我们乃是要一同往锡安而去。
This brother, this morning, our brother shared with us, we are all going towards Zion.
所以，到底我们今天我们在牧养神的群羊的服事中。我们到底是要把弟兄姐妹带到哪里去
？So where are we taking all the brothers and sisters? Where is our goal?
感谢主，后来主就借着 啊，史塔克弟兄在台湾的那个特会所释放的信息。
So we thank the Lord that after that incident or after that the experience, Brother T. Austin Spark had a special conference in Taiwan.
就把这个天给打开了。
And he as if opened the heaven to God.
叫那些包括魏弟兄在内的几位啊，他们好几位的同工都得着了一个大的开启。
And many co-workers, including Brother Wei, had a great revelation during that time.
他们就明白了。主给他们从主所领受的托付，乃是要把弟兄姐妹丰丰富富的带到基督的里面。
They truly understood the entrustment that the Lord wants them to bring all the saints into the fullness of Christ.
这是神的那个持久、那个永远的那个旨意。
That is the unwavering, the forever will of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到这是在我们服事当中非常非常需要啊。需要的一个开启。
And that is a very, very important and necessary vision that we all need to have.
我记得过去有一段时间就是周日晚上有机会和魏弟兄有些谈话和交通。
And for a period of time, I was able to have a conversation with Brother Wei, on Sunday evenings.
我差不多每一次总是带着许多各样的圣经问题、属灵问题、服事的问题去请教年长弟兄。
And usually I go with a plethora of questions in terms of the Bible, in terms of service.
刚开始魏弟兄呢，他真的就像那个喂养小羊一样哈，他总是用神的话来喂养我。
At first he was just like feeding the lamb, feeding me with the word of God.
换句话说，他就是把主的话来给我讲解啊，那我就明白了哦，那我就得到问题得到解决了，或是得到帮助了。
He would process and digest the word of God and help me to understand.
后来慢慢的不知不觉忘记是什么时候开始。
Gradually, I don't know when it began to transition.
那我还是带着问题，带着难处去请教他。
I would still come with difficulties, with questions.
他就不直接跟我讲说主的话这样说，这样说，这样说。
Then he no longer tells me directly what the word of God says.
他就反过来问我。
And he started asking me.
问我说主的话怎么说。
He asked me, what does the word of God say?
我那时候我也不是很明白。
And that time, I didn't fully understand.
后来慢慢的我就懂了。
But gradually, I became to understand.
年长弟兄乃是就把我这只小羊啊，就一点点带到主的面前。
That me as a little lamb was brought before the Lord little by little.
让我为着我各样的问题来学习如何从主得着主话语的供应。
That I learned to feed myself before the Lord, before the Word of God.
所以我们看到这个牧养主的羊啊，这个其实它所包括的范围是更加的广泛。
So this shepherding the sheep had much more scope.
但是愿主在接下来的日子当中给我们有更多机会啊，我们一同的来学习，来到主的面前一同来学习。
May the Lord give us more opportunity to really learn together and to shepherd each other.
那当主耶稣第三次问彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
So for the third time, the Lord asked Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
这次主耶稣就改用了彼得先前两次所说的那个 Filio 的这个爱字来问彼得。
And the Lord changed his word to match what Peter said, do you love me with this Filio love?
这是因为彼得他已经认识到自己并没有 Agape 的爱。
Because Peter already realized that he lacked this Agape love.
所以在这里我们看到主就显出他对彼得的那个同理心。
So the Lord really empathized with Peter.
虽然主耶稣与彼得表这样一个同理心
，and the Lord empathized with Peter and said, "Do you feel ill?"
但是主并没有降低他对于服侍主的羊的那个标准和要求。
Yet that does not mean that he lowered the standard of what's needed for serving the Lord.
因为彼得已经知道自己没有。
But because Peter already realized that he lacks,
他知道他必须要来到这爱的泉源的面前。
He knew he had to come before the source of all agape love.
他需要他自己知道他需要主的爱来充满他。
He knew that he needed to be filled by the love of God.
这就成为一个能够照着神心意来牧养神羊的一个牧人。
Then he can become a shepherd according to the will of God.
我姐妹也跟我分享到说，她在过去也曾经在服事当中也有这样的经历。
My wife had also shared with me that she had similar experience.
可能是某个人或是某一件事情，让她真的觉得说，好像她实在是 没有这个爱心来服侍下去。
Perhaps she had encountered a certain person or certain things that she felt that she really did not have the love.
可感谢主，当我们在主面前有一个愿意的心。
But as we come before the Lord with a willing heart,
当我们向着主，还有像彼得那样一个真实的情感。
If we still have that true attachment like Peter did,
主就把他自己的爱。就充满在我们的心里。
And the Lord was able to fill our heart with His love.
让我们能够靠着他的爱来爱神所托付给我们的羊。
So that we can love all the sheep that the Lord has entrusted to us according to the love that He had.
所以当主耶稣这样子在问彼得说你爱我的时候，你爱我妈的时候呢，我们看到那彼得就忧愁了。
So when the Lord asked him the third time, "Do you love me?"
他说主啊，你是无所不知的。
Peter became sorrowful. He said, "Lord, you know all things.
你知道我对你的感情是真实的。
You know that my emotion, my attachment towards you is true."
我们相信彼得他认识到说主耶稣是无所不知的这个真理哈，是经过一个非常惨痛的一个教训。
And we know Peter came to this understanding, this truth that the Lord knows all things through a very difficult and painful experience.
就当他以为自己是可以与主一同殉道的。
When he thought that he was able to be martyred, to sacrifice himself with the Lord.
可在那之前，主已经早知道彼得要三次不认他。
But before that, the Lord had already known that he would deny the Lord three times.
在彼得还没有三次不认主之前，主就告诉他，今天鸡叫两次以先，你要三次不认我。
Even before it happened, the Lord has already told him that you would deny me three times before the rooster crows.
所以这就成为彼得在之后，他能够被主恢复。能够继续来服侍主的一个很重要的根基。
And that was a very important foundation, of how later on he was able to be restored by the Lord.
因为主都知道。
Because the Lord knows.
弟兄姐妹，这也是我们今天应该生活服侍的一个根基。
That should also be our foundation as we live and serve Him.
我们的软弱，我们的亏欠。
All of our weakness, all of our falling short.
主都知道。
He already knows.
但主只问我们一个问题。
But he only asks us this one simple question.
你爱我吗？
Do you still love me?
今年年初啊，我其实我回台湾啊，在主面前有一段安静和寻求的时间。
At the beginning of this year, I returned to Taiwan, and I had the time to really quietly seek before the Lord.
其实我原谅我分享一点我自己的软弱。其实我是带着软弱和一些的问题去到主面前。
And I do forgive me for sharing a little bit of my own weakness because I came before the Lord with my own questions, with my own weaknesses.
但我很感谢主的是。
But what I was really thankful for.
主虽然他没有回答我的问题，
even though he did not directly answer my questions,
主也好像没有改变环境或是我自己的情况，
and he did not seem to have changed my circumstances or my own conditions.
但主就借着他三次问彼得的话，同样的问了我。
Yet through this dialogue with Peter, he asked me the same questions.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
主问我说：“你爱我吗？”
The Lord asked me, "Do you love me?"
有姐妹，我们心里面实在是感谢主。
So I truly thank the Lord.
今天不是我们配能够服侍主。
It is not that we're worthy to become a servant.
说实在，今天我们也真的是够不上能够说我们爱主。
In all honesty, that we're not even worthy to say that we love the Lord.
但是因着我们向着主的心还是真的。
But if we still have a true attachment before the Lord.
就连这样三次曾经三次不认主的彼得，主都能够用他的爱来恢复他。
Even for Peter, who denied the Lord three times, he was able to be restored by the Lord.
主还愿意把他所最宝爱的羊来托给彼得。
Even more so, he was willing to entrust Peter with the sheep and the flock of God that he loves.
同样的，今天主他也能够把他所保爱的羊托付给你和我。
In the same way, the Lord is able to entrust the sheep of God to you and I.
愿主的爱能够激励我们的心。
May the love of God constrain our heart.
让我们能够从年长弟兄姐妹他们所留下来的见证和榜样，我们能够得着鼓励。
That we can see the testimonies and examples of all these elderly saints before us, that we will be encouraged.
叫我们不再耽顾自己的事。
That we will no longer be mindful of our own interests.
让我们愿意爱，因着爱主的缘故，我们更多来顾到别人的事。
That because of the love of God, that we can care for each other's things.
关心到神家的建造。
That we can care for the building up of the house of God.
一同来牧养神的群羊。
That we can come together to shepherd the sheep of God.
感谢主在要来的周四给我们有这样一次非常特别的一个夏令会。
And we praise the Lord for this summer conference that we're about to go.
今年的夏令会实在是非常特别。
And I truly felt that this is a special conference.
不是因为我们每一次夏令会都这样说。
It is not because we say the same every conference.
因为我们知道我们还在疫情当中。
Because we are still in the middle of a pandemic.
我们在过去几周里面也经历，也看到了许多非常特别的事情。
And we saw many special things in this past several weeks.
但是当我们在主面前祷告的时候，
But as we continue to pray before the Lord,
我们心里面有一个感觉。
We all have the same sense before Him.
主能够在一个特别的环境。
That He is able to use a special circumstance.
在一个特别的时候。
To use a special day and age.
主要把他特别的心意来向我们阐明。
And this is when He wants to reveal a special heart that He had for us.
所以我们需要好好的祷告。
So we really need to come and pray.
我们需要好好预备我们的心。
We need to prepare our hearts.
好像我们真是能够在这一次，我们一同去朝见主的时候，我们能够看见他为我们把天给开了。
So as we all go and approach the Lord and go onto Zion, we can see that He will open up heaven to us.
让我们实在是能够明白他在我们身上的心意是有何等荣耀的指望。
That we can see how He had a glorious purpose towards us.
愿主的爱激励我们。
That the love of God can compel us,
一直的来保守我们
and to keep us,
让我们实在是能够忘记背后，努力面前
so that we can forget what lies behind and press towards the goal.
要叫主的心意在我们身上能够得着满足
that His will can be complete and satisfied.
让我们再有一点祷告
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你爱我们的爱
Lord, we thank you for the love that you have loved us.
是不改变的。
This is a love that never changes.
主啊，虽然我们实在是过去有许多的软弱失败。
Even though we have been so weak and we have failed many times.
主，然而你仍然爱我们。
Yet you still love us.
你还常常把机会赐给我们。
And you still give us an opportunity.
主，叫我们能够与弟兄姐妹一同在你的家中来瞻仰你的荣美。
That we can come into the house of God with all the saints to gaze upon your beauty.
来享受你这样一个不改变的爱。
To enjoy this never-changing love.
主，早晨愿意借着你在彼得身上所说的话。
We thank you for your question towards Peter.
你在他身上所做的事。
We thank you for your work in his life.
也能够做在我们身上。
We pray that the same can be done unto us.
主，叫我们都能够一直跟随你。
That we can also follow you.
好叫你荣耀的心意得着成就。
So that your glorious will can be accomplished.
主，愿我们在等候你回来的日子里。
As we wait upon your coming and your return.
主，你的爱能够在我们身上做那得胜的工作。
Your love can do a victorious work in us.
主，越过我们的软弱。
To overcome our weaknesses.
越过我们的失败。
Overcome our failures.
主，因为你是得胜的。
Because you are victorious.
也叫我们能够靠着爱我们的主。
That through the Lord who loves us.
我们能够在一切的事上得胜有余。
That we can all be more than conquerors.
愿你得着你当得的荣耀。
May you have all the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.